The Hocking Hills region is Ohio's premier outdoor adventure destination. More than 10,000 acres of breathtaking unbroken forest provide a variety of activities that make it ideal for the ultimate adventure vacation. It is beautiful, beautiful, beautiful down there. And today the area is known as Hocking Hills State Park, which consists of six separate areas encompassing 2,000 acres. Old Man's Cave, Cedar Falls Ash Cave, Conkle's Hollow, Rock House, Cantwell Cliffs are each unique in their own way. And to talk about it all is James Martin from the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. James, how are you?
I'm doing good, Dave, and thank you for having me on your show.
It doesn't sound like you're from Hocking Hills, am I correct?
You're absolutely right. I actually emigrated from London in 2010 and fell in love with the Hocking Hills region. And I've been here for 15 years now.
Well, that's amazing. And I'll tell you, there's so much to explore there. You're about 45 minutes or so to an hour outside of Columbus, right?
That's exactly right, yes.
And travelers give this region 5-star reviews for, obviously, the spectacular scenery marked by the deep gorges, the lush forests, the soaring rock faces. I mean, this is, and of course, the waterfalls. I don't want to forget that. This is a very special place in the Midwest. And I don't want to use the word underrated, but this is a beautiful place to visit year-round, right?
Yes, it is. Yeah, I mean, it's just an amazing change in the scenery going from spring, summer, fall, and winter. In the fall, you get all of the wonderful fall colors with the leaves and everything. In the winter, it's just an absolute winter wonderland. And of course, in the spring and summer, the spring is when the waterfalls start, and the summer is just it's absolutely beautiful and it's lovely and warm.
I was going to say, before we get into all the details, like, what is your favorite place to go to?
My favorite place is probably Ash Cave. Mm-hmm. It's an easy place to get to. There's plentiful parking. I like going there for a nice stroll with my wife and child, and just have a nice reset in the head.
Well, and there's that horseshoe like cave that rim that spans like 700 feet. I mean, it's really cool to see.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, as I say, the scenery here is absolutely spectacular. You can get some wonderful shots, and I've certainly done that. I've even taken in my real camera as opposed to my cell phone, and I've just got some wonderful shots of that.
Very, very cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we have a lot to talk about, and there'll be more with James and Hocking Hills, Ohio, after we look at your traffic.
Let's get you back to On the Map. Here's Dave Plyer.
All right, on the map is Hocking Hills. We're talking to James Martin from the Hocking Hills Tourism Association. All right, so fall. You know, I hate to say that fall's already coming up in just a little bit here, but what a great time to visit, when the colors peak in Hocking Hills, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's really, really dramatic. And the peak colors usually come out sort of from mid to late October. So we've still got plenty of time. And that's kind of the date stamp that you need to sort of put in your mind. But there's beautiful visuals that are before and after the peak as well. You've got those oranges and the yellows and reds. Oh, it's wonderful.
When is peak season? You said like late October, mid-October, late October?
It's mid to late October.
Okay.
Obviously, it kind of changes slightly every year, but that's, you know, pretty much where you can put your pin in the map.
When are some of the, let's talk about some of the special events coming up this fall. I know next weekend is your trail run, right?
That's right, yeah. The trail run is, that's going to be not this Saturday, the following Saturday on the 20th, and that goes through the state park. That's a wonderful event. There's also the Jack Pine Glass Pumpkin Festival, which is going to be that weekend from September 19th to the 21st, and they also have the Hocking Hills Artists and Craftsmen Fall Show, which is on September the 27th and the 28th, and we've got lots and lots of events that go on right through the winter.
Very, very cool. We talked a little bit about the beautiful things to see here surrounding the fall season. We talked about Ash Cave, which is one of your favorites. Let's talk about some of these other ones. Let's talk about Old Man's Cave.
Well, Old Man's Cave has lower falls and upper falls, and it is just absolutely dramatic. It's best to go and visit Old Man's Cave if you can during the week, because that's the best time when there's the less people that are there, and it gives you a great opportunity to go and hike. The good thing with all of the state park is that the Ohio Department of Natural Resources actually do guided hikes. So they can take you out, and they will take you over and see all of the flora and fauna and all of the wonderful things that you might miss when you're doing the hike yourself.
And I would say when we talk about the hiking, you know, there's different hikes you can do just depending on how you can do it. Like there's some easier ones to do. There's definitely some more challenging ones. I would say Cedar Falls is absolutely beautiful. It plunges 50 feet into the valley below, but it's also descending 100 steps down into the grotto, you know.
That's right, yes. I mean, that can be particularly challenging. Ash Cave, as we discussed earlier, which is my favorite, is actually paved. So that would be the best for people that can't do the steps. And again, you know, you're going to see some absolutely dramatic scenery whichever way you go.
Conkle's Hollow, you know, the sandstone cliffs rise nearly 200 feet above the valley floor. You know, hikers have to be cautious. That's one of those that is a little bit more complicated, but if you're up to the task, it's absolutely a beautiful view.
Yeah, it really is. And as with all hiking that you're doing, it's always best to be prepared. So just make sure that if you're depending on the weather, you might need to have ice cleats. It's always best to have a walking stick. Take plenty of water and layers if you're going out in the winter. Just make sure that you're prepared and you will have a wonderful time.
Talk about the Rock House.
Rock House itself is very, very dramatic. It's actually one of my favorite ones in the state park as well, after Ash Cave. It's just a beautiful location. You can the good thing with all of these places is that you can actually park relatively close to all of these places, and then that way you can then get out and get hiking. And as I say, with ODNR, the best part of it is that they will actually do a guided tour on Rock House at least I think once a week at the moment.
I know there's always a Halloween night hike at Ash Cave, but in Moonville Tunnel, and this is because the Marietta and Cincinnati Railroad, the tunnel became into existence in the mid-1800s. By the 1900s, declining economy turned Moonville into a ghost town, and the railway no longer passed through the tunnel. So locals believe the Moonville Tunnel is haunted, with several spirits seen on various occasions lurking. So it's perfect for Halloween, right?
Yeah, it is. Actually, there's a Moonville Rail Trail Association that have worked really hard over the years to make it more accessible. And yes, they do actually have a festival there. And yes, it's again, it's very dramatic scenery. I've actually done that walk and I've gone through the tunnel, and it's a perfect spot for anything that's Halloween. It's very dramatic.
Now, there's so much to see here, but talk a little bit about the accommodations, like the cabins, cottages, lodges, Airbnbs. I mean, there's many options here.
That's exactly right, yes. So we are well known for our cabins, and so you can go sort of right out into the woods and you can be completely alone. We also have some special accommodations, like we have yurts and we have tree houses and lots of other sort of weird and wonderful places that might grab your imagination. And we also have, of course, we have hotels and motels, and we have our downtown places for Airbnbs and places like that. So there is plenty of accommodation for people.
And when in Hocking Hills, besides all that nature, you know, there's some very unique spa experiences you can enjoy too.
There's some very unique spa experiences.
Yes.
Yes, there is. Yes, there's. We have plenty. We have a couple of spas that actually go out and visit you in your cabin, and we also have other locations that you can go and visit as well, like the Inn and Spa at Cedar Falls.
What are some of the highlights when it comes to dining options?
Dining options are absolutely wonderful. We have some great places in our downtown Logan. We have Chef Mo's. We have 58 West. We have sort of upscale dining, and we have casual dining. And you can also go out, and there are a multitude of award-winning pizza shops. One of our places actually won the award for the best pizza place in Ohio, and that was a couple of years ago. And yes, I think that all tastes will be covered for here. And they're all mom and pop stores as well.
And your website has a lot of great information to plan your days, plan your weekend. So I suggest folks that you go there and check that out at exploringhockinghills.com to explore this beautiful area. James, thank you so much. Have fun. Have a great fall. And we'll see you in Hocking Hills.
I appreciate you, Dave. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.